Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brian. Good to be with you.
You're president of the Lenne Valley Garden Club. Could you tell us, please, what should people be doing or could people be doing in their garden during the month of September?
Brian, that's not a simple question to answer because we're at the beginning of spring and conditions in gardens across the southern part of Tasmania vary enormously. If your garden is in good sun all day, then probably you can start to plant and grow all sorts of things. But if your garden doesn't get full day sun, then you'll probably find that the soil isn't warm enough yet, and so you should take a slightly different approach. If you think your soil's too cool yet, just delay a couple of weeks. And in the meantime, add more compost, more manures of any kind. And if you want to, and it's not too improper to be saying so on radio, you can add a light dusting of superphosphate. In general terms, if you visit nurseries and garden centres around Hobart, you'll find that they stock the kinds of plants, whether they're flowers, bulbs, or vegetables, that are probably appropriate to be planting roughly at this time of the year. If, however, your soil isn't quite warm enough, you can still blow your plants. You repot them out of a punnet into a single pot, each plant into a smaller pot. It will grow on quickly over the next couple of weeks, and before the end of the month, it'll be warm enough to plant them and they'll just keep going wonderfully.
I have noticed that while walking around the suburbs that some of the gardens, I mean, they're not at their best because there's a little bit of wear and tear, let's call it, across the winter. So there may be grass growing or weeds or whatever. Any tips for preparing for spring?
Lots of gardens at the moment are probably almost in full bloom with their daffodils and those sorts of tulips, even narcissus. And many gardeners have got their gardens operating fairly well for that group of plants, but they'll gradually decline, and then you can move into planting other things. From a flowers point of view, all the summer flowering annuals and perennials can be planted from now on, as long as you're putting them into warm soil. The summer flowering bulbs like ranunculus and liliums and even gladiolus, which is not quite a bulb, they can be planted at this time of the year. I find in my particular garden, when I plant those sorts of bulbs or corms, I have to go around quietly in the early hours when I first get up, really, and whisper to my bulbs that have been planted, because sometimes they think they've been buried rather than planted, and you've got to be prepared to encourage them to come up. Those are the ones that, and there are plenty of others, but those are the main ones that I think people would grow at this time of the year ready for summer.
As you said, the various garden centres, etc., will have on sale at the moment those items that are suitable for now.
And that's a good guide. I can go through a list of say, vegetables that could be planted now, and it's an enormous list. Lettuces and radishes and onions and cabbages and beans and cauliflowers and so on all could go in shortly during September, and they'll produce and continue to produce good product later in the year.
I suspect that with the price of lettuce a couple of months ago, a lot of people might start growing them.
Might start to grow their own lettuce. We know, of course, Brian, that we need to delay planting tomatoes, generally speaking, in Tasmania and in the south in particular. People sort of wait for the Hobart show day in October before they start to plant their tomatoes out in the garden. But that doesn't stop you from growing tomatoes from seed, growing them on over the next 4 to 6 weeks, so and transplant them into individual pots, and they'll grow up nicely. And as soon as the really warm weather comes after October, you can put them in the ground. I think everybody's interested in growing tomatoes, so just delay unless you've got really warm and full sun garden.
Are there any events on? I know the Claremont show is on tomorrow and Sunday. Are there any other events on in September that people might go to get advice or buy some plants or whatever?
Well, September is really the start of the season. October, November is when all the gardening events tend to be clustered in those sorts of months. However, I'd like to draw to your listeners' attention, I think it's a special event being held for the whole of the month of September at the Lady Franklin Gallery in Lenner Valley, 286 Lenner Valley Road. It's an exhibition called Botanicals Our Way. It's put on by the Botanical Art Group of the Art Society of Tasmania. I think, yes, it's a free exhibition. It opens on the 3rd of September and closes on the 25th of September. So the whole of the month it's there to wander through and enjoy the work of botanical artists, which I find absolutely fascinating. Their capacity to draw plants that really have a three-dimensional kind of aspect to them. It is a very special skill, and I think any gardener should be excited about having a look at that exhibition. So that's the main one, I think, that I'd be recommending to your listeners for September.
Thank you very much, John.
Thanks, Brian.